January 25, An Open Door. By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. For before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God. Hebrews 11:5. When we learn to walk by faith and not by feeling, we shall have help from God just when we need it, and his peace will come into our hearts. It was this simple life of obedience and trust that Enoch lived. If we learn this lesson of simple trust, ours may be the testimony that he received that he pleased God. In every phase of your character building, you are to please God. This you may do. For Enoch pleased him, though living in a degenerate age, and there are Enochs in this our day. For 300 years, Enoch had been seeking purity of heart that he might be in harmony with heaven. For 3 centuries he had walked with God. Day by day he had longed for a closer union. Nearer and nearer had grown the communion until God took him to himself. He had stood at the threshold of the eternal world, only a step between him and the land of the blessed. And now the portals opened. The walk with God so long pursued on earth continued. And he passed through the gates of the holy city, the first from among men to enter there. With the word of God in his hands, every human being, wherever his lot in life may be cast, may have such companionship as he shall choose. In its pages he may hold converse with the noblest and best of the human race, and may listen to the voice of the Eternal as he speaks with men. He may dwell in this world in the atmosphere of heaven, imparting to earth sorrowing and tempted ones thoughts of hope and longings for holiness. Like him of old who walked with God, drawing nearer and nearer the threshold of the eternal world until the portal shall open and he shall enter there. He will find himself no stranger. The voices that will greet him are the voices of the holy ones who unseen were on earth his companions. Voices here that here he learned to distinguish and to love. He, through the word of God, has lived in fellowship with heaven, will find himself at home in heaven's companionship.